welcome to the chat with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. This program is live from 4:16 until 5 p.m. If you have any questions, please call 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments during our time live on the air. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. And that's your laptops, cell phones, iPhones, or computers. Remember, that telephone number again is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support the chat, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Address is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and this takes place this Saturday, August, I think it's the 10th, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up, provide your name and number of people in your family. And remember, this is every second Saturday of every month, and that takes place this Saturday. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company, with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and this thought will be the topic of our discussion. And as you know, and maybe some of you do, and maybe some of you do not, I launched my new show called Chat. And I have two panelists with me here today, and Dacia Wade.
Hello.
Hi, Dacia. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm doing good, and I have Jamila Harris.
Hi.
Hi, Jamila. And if you have any questions for either of these ladies or myself, that telephone number again is 740-383-9944. The topic is called Manage Emotions. And I know a lot of us have trouble with our emotions, and they say, especially women, we act out of our emotions instead of putting our emotions aside and make rash decisions or none at all. So I will be asking our panelists for their opinions and maybe even some questions also. And if you would like to put forward your comments or your question, once again, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. So we're going to start with Jamila today. And what do you think about that subject? Or let me give you this sentence first. Manage emotions. When the energy of our consciousness is out of control, the mind is agitated. Would you like to elaborate on that a moment? I know you've been there. And does it agitate your mind? Does it rear up inside of you some type of way, your emotions?
Yeah, I believe it can cause all different kinds of feelings depending on what it's about.
True, true.
Yeah. So being able to manage your emotions is very important, because it's almost like a definition of your character also, how people see you. And they'll always remember that too. And I ain't been the best person either, so I hope, you know, at times I have I'll just go ahead and say it. I acted out. I was reactive instead of proactive. Mm-hmm. When I should have thought about it, what I was going to say or do, I just reacted. Mm-hmm. So it's very important.
So how was the outcome of that? Was it a good outcome or a bad outcome? Or indifferent?
Sometimes it wasn't always good, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just, you know, said or did what I had to do or say, but it could go either way.
All right, Daisy, what about you and your opinion on that? Same question to you. I don't know if I can repeat that same question twice or not. Let me try. Let me read the sentence again. Okay. When the energy of our consciousness is out of control, the mind is agitated. Now, what do they mean by that? What does our emotions have to do with our mind?
You said with the... Did you say energy?
When the energy of our consciousness is out of
control,
the mind is agitated.
Well, again, I just like to say that our consciousness is supposed to be of God, but it depends on what we allow to feed us at the time. So there is a such thing as righteous anger, mm-hmm, or, you know, feeling some type of way in righteousness. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the sinful way of doing it. So it depends on what's feeding you, how your emotions react when your conscience is out of whack.
So let's go with this. A natural instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationships with others. Instinctive or intuitive feeling as distinguished from reasoning or knowledge. So do you think it's a good thing to act out of your emotions?
No. I don't think a lot of times we do act out of our emotions. I think a lot of our actions is premeditated. I don't think things are just done at the drop of something. Because usually when things happen, we're expecting it. And I know me, myself, I'd be like, well, if they come over here and act like this, I'm going to be like this. So a lot of things are premeditated, and then the situation happens, so you already said what your reaction was going to be.
Yeah, that's possible too. How do you feel about that, Jamila?
I think that it could be premeditated or at the time you can feel, your heart can feel, or your mind can go to a certain state. I'll say like rage or something, because you're not managing your emotions. And then if you have rage, that's a spirit I really don't know about, and you're inviting it in. So that's a strong energy for you to pick up, and then you don't even know how to fight that stuff. So it's taking you other places too. You know, it's taking you different directions, or it can take you into a depression when you don't know when you're going to get out of it.
True. True. Emotions are, they make you act all kind of ways if you don't have control over them. Because I believe that we can master anything according to what the word says, you know. Yes. A man who can rule his spirit can rule the world. That's what the scripture says. So, and I think it's an exercise of learning how to manage your emotions. I have not derived there yet. I'm still working on that. You know, and I don't know about those of you who are listening, but there seems to be five main emotions that we deal with each and every day. And we have to also remember that we are emotional creatures. And I think even our Creator has emotions. I think we have everything that He has, mm-hmm, you know, and He has emotions. Because remember, He became angry. But he didn't sin, and we can become angry too, but we're not supposed to sin in our anger, nor go to sleep in our wrath. You know, we're supposed to get things settled before we go to bed at night. You know, not go to bed angry. There's a lot of people even have, like, strokes and stuff because they didn't resolve something that was really agitating them, and their emotions gets out of whack, you know. So it's very serious, and it can be very serious. The solution is to detach from the inner storms inside of you. Stand back and observe the hurricane pass. Is that a good idea? Or would you just rather be angry or upset?
I wouldn't. I want to turn it around or not even feel that way. Learn how not to feel that way at all. Or to be able to, if you see somebody else angry, to not be able to absorb that energy, and to be like, wow, look at them. I might have acted that way once, or you know what I mean? Just to look at them and be like, wow, I'm glad I'm not in that state. Or maybe you can be able to give them words of wisdom mm-hmm. to help them turn it around.
That's true. That is so true.
I like to exercise, though, mm-hmm. To manage my emotions.
Okay.
I like
you
to
work
sing.
It out.
Yeah, work okay. it out.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can go really hard, so I'm thinking, like, wow, that's a lot of emotions or a lot of stress or whatever, mm-hmm. you know,
work it
to
out
get again. Off of, yeah.
That's a good idea. Any of you who are listening, what do you do when your emotions get out of whack? And we're talking about the five main emotions. Anger is number one. Disgust, number two. Fear is number three. Happiness is number four. Sadness is number five. One, two, three, four, five. And there's one more. Surprise. Surprise is the one that gets me. That one really gets me off. I just can't pinpoint how to deal with that surprise. You know, something you're not expecting. I'll put it like that. That's a surprise. Whether it's a good surprise or a bad surprise. Say maybe someone in your family got hurt and you didn't expect it, you know, and someone calls you just like what we have been witnessing this entire weekend about the mass shootings and murders. Those things are unexpected, and these people are emotional because they've lost their loved ones. And you really can't say how a person should act when that happens, you know, because you don't know how you're going to act when you're in a surprise. And it doesn't really have to be that detriment, but it could be a good surprise. Just like when they surprised me for my birthday a couple years ago. I don't know how they did that. You know, and I was just completely blown away. You ought to see my face. They took a picture of me. I'm thinking, was that my face? You know, completely caught off guard. And my emotions was everywhere. So, how do you handle surprises? Say a good one or a bad one. You choose. We're waiting on Dacia to respond.
I read.
You read?
That's my escape. I read. Whether it's the Bible or whether it's another book, or if it's a book on controlling your emotions, or just anything to feed something else other than what's causing me to be upset,
yeah.
Or, you know, because mm-hmm. sometimes you can be too happy for something too.
Too anxious.
Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to be anxious for anything. So a lot of times I escape through reading.
Oh, really? I don't read like I used to. I used to read avidly all the time. Here's another sentence. Detached observation withdraws the energy which your emotions require to sustain themselves. Detached observation withdraws the energy which your emotions require to sustain themselves. So they're suggesting that you detach yourself from the situation. That's what I'm getting from this quote here. And it, detached observation withdraws the energy, whatever that energy was there, you know, being detached moves that energy, because that energy is what your emotions require to sustain them in whatever state you're in. So how can we withdraw some of that energy from being a 99? I mean, just, you're just off the wall, off the chain, in a bad way. Something has happened. You might not have time to go read a book.
I mean, all of a sudden, you don't have time to do anything.
Right.
So at that point in time, your limitator would be God.
All right.
Okay.
Not you.
Okay.
You wouldn't, because you can't really control certain things. I mean, it would take a lot of practice and a lot of training to gain that self-control over your own emotions.
That's the key.
But it takes training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would have to learn and exercise it and practice it and you know, when certain situations come up, even small, if you would usually yell about it, hold your breath, 5 seconds, breathe in, breathe out, and talk about it. I mean, it would take a conscious decision in order to be able to gain that self-control over your own emotions.
What about you, Jamila?
I am agreeing with Dacia.
Okay.
I have learned. Exercised, that's the word y'all been using. I have learned to call on Jesus quickly, and then, you know, like Dacia said, take a breath or not even say nothing, you know, just observe, you know, what happened, or detach yourself quickly, and I think that you'll be okay.
Right. I'm going to finish that sentence. Detached observation withdraws the energy which your emotions require to sustain themselves. When you watch your own anger, it dies. If you don't detach from it and observe it, it will be your master.
That's deep.
That is deep. That is deep, because you become the victim of your own emotions, and you really can't get out of it. You can't prosper. You can't move. You know what I'm saying? It's like you've been a prisoner of your own emotions. And I know I've been there before, you know. And it's easy to be there now, but like DC mentioned, the key is learning how to control your emotions. And that has also to do with the be anxious for nothing. But we're anxious just
all the time.
All the time. Just can't. Even if something pops up and it's not, you can see it, but it's not right there. You can't wait to get it. Well, what's taking so long? I heard it was coming. You know what I'm saying? So then your emotions take over, like taking your deep breath. And ow. You know what I'm saying? Hi. Your emotions. So it's just one of those things that emotions can just take you away. Remember that commercial called Calgon, Take Me Away? You get in a tub with the bubbles and all that, you know, and you relax. Okay. But nothing bothers you when you're there. When you've made up your mind to do something, you do it. You know, and if we could remember those things every day, we'd be a lot better off. You know, we wouldn't have to be going back. Oh, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to say that. You know, I get, but that's a bigger person. that's willing to apologize. Whether a person said, well, you didn't have to say it like that, or something like, you know, or retaliate. You know when you've said something to hurt somebody. You can tell when it leaves you, right? Right. Yes. So that's like, okay.
That's one of the first steps to gaining control over your emotions. What? Admitting you're wrong. You know, they say that about anything. Alcohol, drugs. First, you got to admit that you have a problem.
Right.
So now you got to admit, okay, I handled this wrong. You know what I'm mm-hmm, saying? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. What can I do to change the way I handle this situation?
Right.
You got to first admit that there is a problem with what you're doing.
True. And that my emotions are out of control.
Everybody's emotions are out of control. Because nobody's getting what they want.
Sure.
So everybody's on edge.
That's what's wrong with everybody, right?
To a certain point, everybody's on edge until they find that peace.
Wow.
Until they find... Everybody's right. Everybody's at 0 to 100 right now.
So do you think that's why it's like an atmosphere, like everybody's upset or angry or mad?
And I believe that emotions feed on each other. So my emotion may jump on Jamila. Mm-hmm. And now...
If I'm vulnerable, you know?
Yeah, if she don't notice it, and she don't know to rebuke it and even pray for me that it don't take over me, you know what I'm saying? And it can take over to her, but now both of us in that same emotion, that emotion just did what? Grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we come across somebody else, and that emotion come with them, so now we're feeding each other.
Right. Okay, so in other words, it's like a spirit.
It is a spirit.
You know, and you can feel it. You can come in this room and feel like whether we're in a good mood or a bad mood. Mm-hmm. Right? Wow, no, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That is powerful. People really don't. I don't think a lot of people really look at emotions as being a spirit.
They are spirits.
You know, they can attach themselves onto you and attach onto someone that's close to you or fill the room. You ever walked into a room and thought, oh, did I come at a bad time?
Yeah.
And no one said a word. They just look at you when you walk in, right? You're like, oh, okay. I'll just back out, right? Whoa. Those are some good, very good points. Very good points, boy. So when you say we should learn how to handle it, Jamila, can you give us a thought about what we can do to learn how to handle our emotions when they get all out of control?
How to handle it. The first thing...
Especially anger.
If you come across anger, I would pray immediately. Because if... I would pray immediately to try to get it under control. Because I believe if you don't, then there'll be two people waiting on you. So I think that the exercise that I would practice is praying and actually exercising, because if you're consuming these negative energies into your body, then you got to release the toxins because it's weighing down your flesh. And like you said, there's no way for you to prosper. So you have to find an exercise so you don't engulf it, or that if you did engulf a little bit of it and you caught it, you can release it. You can release the toxins out.
Right. Because they can blow your roof off your head. You know, they can get so built up in you, especially when you rehearse over and over and over why you're upset. Then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then if you don't take control of it, you end up doing something that you will eventually regret to hurt somebody.
To ponder on a disappointment is the beginning of witchcraft.
Oh, it is. Mm. Whoa, now we've entered another subject.
Because it grows. Just like I was using the emotion, like my emotion might go on Mila or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm pondering on it and pondering on it and pondering on it, now I'm seeking to do what? I'm going to get them back. no matter what.
To do harm.
To do harm, seeking to do harm. And if I can't do it in my own power, now I gotta go find another power to inflict harm on this person that has upset me.
Where are you gonna go to find what you're looking for? Explain that a little
like
more.
Like I'm saying is, okay, so if I am not pondering, if I'm pondering on something good.
Okay.
We're pondering. Okay. Yep. If I'm pondering on something good or a promise of God or, you know, just something good or something that I might be hoping for in the future and I'm pondering on it and I'm praying on it and I'm keeping it in my heart and, you know, I'm praising the Lord for it and doing this and doing that, even though I'm doing this in faith, I'm pondering on it, it's growing. And right. It's cultivating the land. And it's cultivating the land of the Spirit of the Lord to grow. For the seeds to grow that the Lord has given you, because now my focus is on things above. If I'm pondering on something bad, the enemy is right there just giving you them suggestions and just feeding that bad thing. And then once you start listening to his suggestions, now you're into another realm. But he don't really give us nothing but what we have already said.
Okay.
So now we're going into this. And when we can't do something in our own power and we start seeking out, well, he's already given us suggestions.
True. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like that. Like I should tell my grandson, you got a good angel on your right shoulder and a bad angel on your left shoulder. And they're both giving you, you know, suggestions and good point. One is giving you the good to do. One is giving you the bad to do. So which one do you listen to? You know, well, a lot of times we listen to the bad. You know, it overrides the good. So that was kind of deep.
Yeah.
What is witchcraft?
I understand that too.
What is witchcraft?
You know, I guess the thing that really got me when you said witchcraft is like, it's not that hard to get into witchcraft.
You can be in witchcraft. No, it's not, because you can be in witchcraft and don't know it. But when you start seeking other spirits and things, now you're summoning things. You see what I'm saying?
Because you're meditating on something,
making it grow, and you are actually putting them thoughts out. You speak life and death out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part
of
witch.
That's another subject, and that's another day.
But that's words. Yeah, it's still part of witchcraft.
Okay. All right.
I understand, because you're saying, like, if they're feeding the anger,
mm-hmm.
and, like, we don't know every spirit that comes along with anger.
Mm-mm.
And there could be some real monsters and we don't even know about it, or we can't, you know, and I understand what you're saying, cultivating it.
And that's what we've been experiencing all weekend. This is out of anger and hate.
And revenge.
And revenge. It's bringing a lot.
Yeah. You know, all those emotions, you know, that were not cultivated or put under control or didn't even try to talk themselves out of it, but they kept feeding it.
They kept feeding it. So now you're letting that spirit grow.
It's out of control.
And almost manifesting.
And they started killing people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the beginning of witchcraft.
Whoa.
Or Satan worship.
Uh-huh.
Wow. To cultivate on something.
Because it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's going to... It's not going to help anyone, not even the person who has allowed their emotions to get out of control. They just want to hurt.
Yep, now they want to hurt. And they want to go by any means necessary.
Wow. So, today is the day to practice positive, detached observation. And each emotion-filled moment is the opportunity. This is real work, the work of one who is a master of their own consciousness. Are you a master or a slave? So, that goes back to...
Well, I used to be a slave, but I got an X behind my name now. Amen. I'm a master.
All right. I hear you.
I'm a master. I can manage my emotions, and I can also identify people that are going through other emotions that I've been through. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's easy for me not to get intertwined.
Okay. That's good. That's real good. I like to think so. But sometimes one gets away from me every now and then, you know, and I find myself like, wow, why did I go there? You know, why did I let my emotions get me there? And then I'm in a position like, duh, what was I thinking? I let my emotions carry me away. Wow, that's good though, Jamila. That's real good. And that brings me to, I think it's Proverbs. Is it Proverbs 3 or Psalms 37, I think it was. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Yeah. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And it's like, will I take the time out to stop and think before I do something or say something or before I'm carried away by my emotions? No. It depends, I guess, on what it is or how it touches me. You know what I mean? And I'm going to practice a little more on that. I am. I really am. I was telling the lady at church, I said, I don't know what's wrong with us. I said, you sound like me. I didn't know we were that closely related, you know, going through the same things or think the same way or let our emotions carry us, you know. But the Lord says, speak. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself what to think. Don't let your heart just run away and do what it wants to do.
Because it's evil.
Yeah, you stop it. You know, you stop it. And that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You stop it. Yeah, whatever it is, I've given you the power to stop it. To control all these things that's going on with you. I've given you the power to. Reading is good. Go ahead, Daisy.
I was going to say, I keep hearing the fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about emotions.
Right, definitely.
Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And that's an emotion.
Love, joy, peace, right?
Happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was one of the emotions. We hadn't got there in surprise, mm-hmm. which is good. But the rest of them were like disgust, fear.
Well, those are the ways of the flesh that are manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Murderings, envyings, all that is. So it's just proving that your emotions are spirits.
Yes. The fruit of the Spirit. Absolutely.
The fruit of the Spirit is what we're striving to get.
Peace. Right. Long suffering.
Self-control. Oh, meekness.
Definitely that one.
You know, so all of these things are what we're striving to get, and there's only one way to get it. And the only way to get it is by receiving and accepting the finished work of Christ on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And asking him to come into your life and be your God, your own personal God, and he will direct you into his ways and his paths,
mm-hmm.
and he will fill you with the Holy Spirit, which will teach you how to develop the fruit of the Spirit, because without God, we can do nothing.
That's true. That's so true. You're right about that. We just can't do it without him. That is so true. That is so, so true. So, and that's the opposite. The emotions we're talking about, the fruit of the Spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Lord. Love, but, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, long-suffering, self-control. Wow. That's good.
Those are the things that we need in order to have control over our anger. It's going to take self-control.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to take meekness,
mm-hmm.
stepping back, humbleness. It's mm-hmm. going to take all of those things in order to gain control over your emotions.
Long suffering, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because until we can identify it, we're going to be suffering a long time.
We're going to be hurt by it. We're going to be hurt by it. We're going to be disappointed by it. We're going to be led by it's going to lead us. We're going to, you have to learn, but we have to get to a point where, and just this, emotions lead us to the point of the cross. Because it takes the fruit of the Spirit in order to control it.
Yeah, because it puts you in a position where it makes you sick. Your emotions can make you sick. Mm-hmm. It gets so out of control. You're like, oh my, almost like regurgitating because you don't know how to handle it, but it has to, you have to release it some type of way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes us weak. It does. It makes us weak. And the Lord, like you said, He desires us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, not our might. And we all have talked about how we're nothing without Him. We just can't make it. And maybe someone is listening, and hopefully this subject can help you if you find yourself in these positions, like many of us do. We've heard Jamila say she's good now. She can handle hers. At least she knows how to take time out. And Daisy says we have to learn how to handle our emotions. And hopefully we share something with you that you can use or you can share with someone else. Also, I heard the way of salvation opened up. You want to repeat that?
I don't remember exactly what I said, but the only way to receive
the antidote
of your emotions leading you is to receive the Holy Spirit. And the only way to receive the Holy Spirit is to accept the finished work of Christ on the cross.
Yes.
And ask Him to be in your life and to be your own personal guide and to lead you and guide you. And He will fill you with His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will allow you and show you the ways of Christ, which will teach you to control your emotions. And not just your emotions, but a lot of things in your life. True. How you spend your money. Where the places you go. If you're tired of anything, He will put those things in you through the Comforter.
Okay, well, that was good. And I'm hoping that we said something to help you. This is not the end of our show yet. We do have a few more points to bring to you, and hopefully they will help you. And I'm telling you the truth, they are definitely helping me, because I feel like we are just in a state, not just our city or our state, but our entire country, where people are just angry and they're taking it out in different ways because things don't seem to be the way they want them to be, you know, or would like for them to be. And people are acting out in anger, and it's hurting the entire nation. Just not, you know, who you trying to release your anger out on. It hurts other people. They're involved. You know, our emotions just cannot continue to lead us and guide us to death. To death. Not just to us, to other people. You know, and then after it's done, you feel a release because you finally got all that stuff off of you that you have just pent up in you. And you the one built it up in you, right?
Yes.
That's what you were saying. You've already built it up in you, so when you act out in a not nice way, not so very nice, then you feel this release like you really accomplished something. But when you turn around and look at what you've accomplished, it's not so nice. Now you have to reap
what you done sowed.
Right, what you sowed. You have to reap the benefits of the bad or the good. If it was good, but if it was bad, then you have to reap what was done in the wrong way. I'm so glad that we took up this subject about manage your emotions, because it is a job and it is something that we should really take personal and learn how to do and teach our children and grandchildren the same steps that we know. We need to do that because they need the tools also, whether they're in church. A lot of people have gone to church and they've received Christ as their Savior from sin. just like me, when I was 12 years old, I gave my life to Christ. I didn't know what it really meant, nor did I know that there was a special way I was supposed to live or react or conduct myself, you know. And it's like the devil took me on another road, you know. It was like immediate, another road. And I just believe that according to the scripture, God says, he that has begun a good work in you, he will complete it. He will complete it until the time he returns. So that is hope for someone. Maybe you've gotten off on the wrong track. You know, it's easily to do. Maybe you've been listening to the wrong people, you know. Maybe you've been angry too long and you've allowed this anger to be built up in you and pent up in you. But there is a way to release it. And sometimes we need to look up to the sky. Just look up. And when you look up, I think your answer will be there. Just cry out. Just cry out. Because who are we? We have to understand we're nothing without Christ. Nor can we do anything. Now, did any of you have anything to add before we're off? About manage your emotions? And maybe another tip that we haven't shared with someone?
I can say that if you don't manage your emotions, there's the FDA waiting on you, and there's also the prison that's going to get a hold of you.
Ooh.
So the FDA, they really love to try to master people's minds and think that they know what's going on with them.
Now, who's the FDA?
Federal Drug Administration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they like cases like that, people that can't manage their emotions, and they think that they want to drug you up so you don't feel anything.
Right.
And you're not fixing it. You're just putting yourself further and further back.
Right.
Or you can act out on it and not manage it once again.
Right.
And you got Marysville or you got MCI,
wow.
One or the other.
Or whatever state you live in.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So in other words, you're saying if you don't manage your emotions, they will manage you.
They will manage you, yes.
Mm. And we can't afford that.
No, we ain't got no time to waste.
No, you're right. Life is short, at best. It is short. We have a few seconds. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Daisy? Or
I just wanted to add what Mila was saying about the FDA. Pharmaceuticals are spirits. So not only is the emotion that you have a spirit now, they're feeding that spirit and adding more spirits
to it.
To it.
Well, I thank you both for being here today. I have enjoyed our subject, Manage Emotions, and I hope you enjoyed what our panelists had to share with you today. You have been listening to the chat, and my name once again is Linda Sims, here live on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. And tomorrow we will be doing a Voice of a People here at the same time from 4:15 until 5 p.m. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes, methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus aspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on and on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty-bitty-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty bitty rich, I'd a diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. I'm going to pay me.
I love it, Five-ish.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games.
Let your shamrock shine at the Dublin Irish Festival. Celebrate Celtic culture with great eats, live entertainment, and more. August 2nd through the 4th.
This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Vanover Village Townhouses, located in Marysville, now renting 2- and 3-bedroom townhouses. Telephone number 937-642-3692. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Madge Cooper was Marion's First Lady of Radio, starting on air in 1941. Her last broadcast was in 2007 at the age of 97. She was the first winner of the Fashion Reporters Award New York in the 1960s and was inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame in 2007.
This is Bill Macy, Walter, from the hit TV series Maude. WWGH107.1.com is where you find archives of WWGH Radio. Their radio programs dating back to January 2016 and a live stream of the station itself. Go there now, or God will get you for that.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadows